Pesachim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2-6, and now we discuss the mitzvah of maror, eating the bitter herbs. As the pasuk says, al matzos umarorim yochluhu, when you eat your korban Pesach, it will be with matz and also with marorim, bitter herbs. The mitzvah of maror, therefore, is attached to the eating of the korban Pesach, and bizman hazeh, nowadays, since we have no korban Pesach to bring, there'll be no mitzvah midoraisa to eat maror, but there remains a mitzvah to rabbanan to eat maror, and that's what we do nowadays in the Pesach Seder. And in contrast, the mitzvah of eating matzah exists as a standalone mitzvah, even bizman hazeh, when there is no korban Pesach, there's still a mitzvah midoraisa to eat matzah. So our Mishnah will talk about ve'elu yirakos she'adam yotze ben yidei chovas b'pesach. The following is the list of greens, of vegetables, that one can use to be fulfill his requirement to eat maror on Pesach. The first is b'chazeret. Now, chazeret in the Mishnah is referring to lettuce, like romaine lettuce. And indeed, halacha, that's the ideal choice for your bitter herbs. It's a little confusing because in modern Hebrew, the word chazeret is referring to horseradish. And indeed, as we'll see shortly, horseradish is also a legitimate choice for maror. But actually, lahalacha, not the ideal choice. The ideal choice is the lettuce, which starts out sweet but ends up bitter, like the enslavement in Egypt. Uva ulshin. Ulshin's a second possibility. Ulshin are endives. And there are those who say it's referring to chicory. Those are both quite similar things, sort of like bitter lettuces. Either you know what they are, or you don't know what they are. But they're sort of like, kind of like another kind of thing you put in a salad, a little bitter and delicious, frankly. Uva tamcha. Tamcha, here we'll explain that the tamcha is the horseradish, I mean like what we call chrein. Okay, so tamcha is the horseradish in modern Hebrew, chazeret, hence the confusion. But the good old-fashioned horseradish is also okay to use in your yotzi. Some have the custom of taking their romaine lettuce and dipping it in with a bit of horseradish, and that's going to be fine too, for sure. V'har chavina. Har chavina is some kind of other thorny, viney thing that grows perhaps around palm trees. Whatever it is, it's some sort of bitter herb. Uva maror, and also maror. Now, Rashi learns that maror is referring to a specific kind of plant. It seems, according to him, it's wormwood. Wormwood is a plant that's used to make absinthe, that's a liquor, hallucinogenic liquor, perhaps, and to flavor vermouth, it's used. Others learn that it's bitter. Others learn that the maror is referring to the general class of all bitter herbs, the point of the Mishnah being that you can use these specific plants, or really any kind of plant which is a little bitter, is also fine. In all those cases, yotzin ben, bein lachen, bein yevashin, you can be yotzi, whether you eat them when they're fresh, lach is fresh, or yavesh is dried out. This is referring specifically to the stalks. If the stalks are dried out a bit, since the flavor is still there, you can be yotzi by eating the stalks. However, the leaves of these kind of lettuce and other kind of similar plants, if they dry out, they lose their flavor, so therefore you would not be yotzi with the dried out leaf. Of a low kvushin, you can't be yotzi if it is pickled. So according to the Bar Tanora, kvushin refers specifically to soaking in vinegar, the idea being that the vinegar pickles it, leaches out the bitterness, the taste of the maror, so you wouldn't be yotzi. According to the Bar Tanora, it seems it's dafka pickled in vinegar, but lahalacha, if you soak it for 24 hours, even in plain water, it will now be considered kavush, and you cannot be yotzi with your bitter herbs. Short soaking of water is going to be fine. You can obviously soak your romaine lettuce and water to get the bugs out, etc. That's going to be fine, but not for 24 hours. So, v'lo shalukin, v'lo muvushalin. So this is kind of like in the lozuv avzu structure, meaning shaluk means overcooked. Kind of like when you make soup, and you know, at the end of the soup, you pour out the soup, the broth, the bottom is kind of like those sort of mushy vegetables at the bottom of the pot. That's shalika, those are shalukin, so that would be not okay because it's totally stripped of any taste. And muvushalin means simply boiled. So if you boil it again, you've stripped out the taste, taken out the pungency, no longer yotzi with a bushel. Cooked vegetables. Umitzdarfin lechazayas, and these different types of maror will combine to the requisite amount of an olive's amount when you're in the midst of eating. Anytime the Torah says to eat something, achila, so the halachic parameters of eating achila mean eating a kazayas and olives volume worth. So that's true also by maror, which means that if you're going to eat a half a kazayas, let's say, of lettuce and half a kazayas of horseradish together, that's perfectly fine. They combine to make the whole kazayas worth of maror. V'yotzin bekelach shalehen, you can be yotzi with the stalk, meaning even the stalk is dried out, you can be yotzi, not just the leaf, which has to be fresh for the matter. Uva damai, now we're kind of lapsing back to the previous Mishnah, so temporarily. Damai, same idea, it wasn't tithed, it should have been tithed l'chachila, but you have it, you're yotzi even with the damai, because you can make yourself poor, as explained in the previous Mishnah. Uva maiserishon, shenit l'trumaso, same goes. Maiserishon, the Levi went to the farm before the finishing the processing, cut in front of the Kohen, and he got produce that had net truma gadola from it. It's also fine. Uva maiserisheni v'hektish sheniftu, etc. If you have your maiserisheni greens or your hektish that you, meaning you consecrated your lettuce to the base of mikdash, and then you redeemed it but didn't add the chomish 25% surcharge to it, still b'di'evit it's redeemed and you can be used that for your mar, etc. Okay, and that's like the previous Mishnah, and that is all that is like the halacha.